This book is dedicated to the mystical clairvoyance that some gifted scientists have, which allows them to look at data available to all and see diamonds in the rough, resulting in a scientific quantum leap forward. Such is the case with Jennifer A. Doudna and Emmanuel Marie Charpentier, who are responsible for the gene editing technology CRISPR-Cas9 and its evolving permutations. Preface. On the warm summer day of August 17, 2012, the newly released issue of Science magazine contained an article about bacterial immunity with a title so esoteric that late-night talk show hosts could have used it in their monologues to make fun of scientific gobbledygook. But the article's publication has turned out to be an enormously important biological watershed event, despite the modest prediction offered in its concluding sentence that the mechanisms described therein could offer considerable potential for gene targeting and genome applications. Seldom has there been such an understatement, as the potential has already become a virtual explosion of applications. The Science article was the first to introduce the world to a biologically active chimeric molecule called CRISPR-Cas9, which had been engineered from a bacterial immune system that had evolved to counter viral invaders. This extraordinary molecule, made up of three easily produced and inexpensive bacterial components, can be custom-tailored to seek out and alter genes in plants or animals. All at once, even a high school student, armed with readily available low-cost reagents and a little instruction, could learn to modify the genetic makeup of living cells, which can pass on the changes to daughter cells. With CRISPR-Cas9, any gene whose sequence is known can be removed, replaced, turned on, or turned off. And all this can be done in the equivalent of someone's garage. It is that easy. Heretofore, such a capability existed only in the futuristic dreams of academic molecular biologists, with huge, expensive laboratories at their disposal. In other words, rather suddenly, CRISPR-Cas9 has emerged as an enormously powerful, democratized gene-editing mechanism capable of rewriting the fabric of life, including human life. There is no doubt that this capability will revolutionize medicine, agriculture, and animal husbandry. But there is a dark side. The ease and availability of this versatile and powerful tool that puts the power of the creator in the hands of so many unregulated players beget as much peril as promise. With so many potential actors involved, the situation is even more worrisome than it was in nuclear physics following the splitting of the atom, because in that instance few people had access to the necessary raw materials and equipment to experiment on their own. With CRISPR-Cas9, the question becomes whether future experimenters, be they world-renowned biologists, well-funded entrepreneurs, or high school students, will be more moved by ethical concerns or by the opportunity to maximize their own individual advantage, or by whim with little or no concern for the consequences to the planet and to all of humanity. Pandemic is a story of such danger. Prologue. Part 1. Wednesday, April 7th, 1:45 p.m. 28-year-old David Zhao took the cloverleaf exit off Interstate 80 onto New Jersey 661, heading south toward a small town called Dover, tucked away in the relatively rural northwestern part of the state. He knew the route well, as he had traversed it hundreds upon hundreds of times over the previous 5 years. With relatively light midday Wednesday traffic, it had been a quick trip, accomplished in a little more than an hour. As per usual, he'd picked up the interstate right after crossing the George Washington Bridge. He'd come from the Columbia University Medical Center in Upper Manhattan, where he was a PhD student in genetics and bioinformatics at Columbia University's Department of Systems Biology. David was driving alone, as he usually did when he went to Dover. Also, as per usual, it was a command performance by his imperious father, Wei, who, if truth be told, was somewhat of an embarrassment for David. Like a lot of successful Chinese businessmen, Wei had been given the opportunity to ride the crest of the economic miracle that modern China represented. But now that he'd become a billionaire, he wanted out of the People's Republic of China, as he had come to much prefer the more laissez-faire business environment of the United States. To David, such attitude smacked of treason and offended his sense of pride in his country's extraordinary progress and uninterrupted history. David's given name was Da Chuan, but when he was sent by his father to the United States 9 years ago to study